Alaska's congressional delegation is warning that the upcoming increase on postal rates will have devastating consequences in rural Alaska. Postal post rates are going up across the country on May 11th. That increase will be most dramatic for bypass mail customers and will amount to a 50% increase for the largest packages. Now, Representative Don Young and Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich are asking the United States Postmaster to consider a plan that would soften the blow. From Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has the story.
The new parcel post rates will affect every size package, but those increases will be more noticeable for larger packages. Darris May is the manager of marketing for the Post Office Alaska District.
In general, as you get to the higher weights, your increase is a higher percentage.
Over 100 million pounds of those larger size packages make their way to remote Alaska communities through bypass mail. That's a system that allows private air carriers to bypass the postal system and deliver parcel mail directly to stores and consumers. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says rural Alaskans rely on bypass mail for almost everything that can't be brought in during the short barge season.
We don't have the transportation system, the federal highway system that has been built out in the lower 48 that connects many communities so that goods and services can move across state lines.
Because of that, Alaska's congressional delegation is concerned that the impacts of the postal increase will hit rural Alaskans harder than anyone else. Again, Senator Murkowski.
It would be absolutely devastating to people out in rural Alaska who rely on bypass mail to keep the cost of their goods that are flown out to their communities to keep them within control.
Her Democratic colleague, Senator Mark Begich, says he sees the same problem.
I'm somewhat outraged that the post office is moving this way when all across this country we're having economic hardships, and they're about to add additional. I think that's just outrageous.
And Congressman Don Young says now would be the worst time for such an increase.
This is a scary part about it because with the high cost of fuel, high cost of energy, then you add a 40% increase on postal rates. It'd be very bad at this time.
The post office loses about $7 million a year on bypass mail. May says the new rates will still amount to a subsidy for rural Alaskans, and she says it's all part of a comprehensive price strategy.
The rate increase is not about Bush, Alaska. It's across the nation.
But Begich argues that the post office doesn't have to make money in every region because it's a national system. He adds that the proposal was drafted when oil prices were on the rise and headed towards record levels.
You know, these are all started last year, and it's kind of moved through the process, and here we are today. You know, the fuel cost for aviation has dropped by almost 50%, and yet they haven't adjusted any of their increase requests, which I think is somewhat amazing because part of the argument they make is fuel has gone up.
Murkowski, Begich, and Young have sent a joint letter to U.S. Postmaster Jack Potter. They are urging that he consider an alternative proposal. That proposal was first offered by the mainline carriers in Alaska, including Everett's, Linden, Northern, and Alaska Airlines. Those airlines are saying that the increase puts the whole bypass system in risk of collapse. They are all asking that the per-pound rate charged for a 70-pound item be applied across the board, even to much smaller units of only a few pounds. Senator Murkowski says that would be a fair compromise.
Basically, what this would do is it would still provide or still allow for a rate increase, but it would be at about 17% instead of 50%.
But the increase is already scheduled to go into effect, and the public comment period quietly passed on March 2nd. In the past, enormous hike proposals have come up only to be reduced at the last minute. Last year, bypass rates increased 12% only after they were scheduled to jump by almost 40%. Congressman Young fought against those massive increases with former Senator Ted Stevens. Stevens is credited with creating the bypass mail system. Young now says this congressional team will be doing all they can to reduce the impact this go-around.
And we have to convince the post office that this is what's necessary, and I think we'll be successful. You know, in this business, you never make promises because they've come back to bite you. But we're going to sure work hard on it. I know the two senators are going to work equally as hard to do it.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.